Yo! It is PlayaCast number 2. First PlayaCast we taped 2 years ago, so it's been a little hiatus.
Yes, little hiatus.
A break.
We've been on a break.
A little bump in the road.
But we are back. We're back with Enrico Palazzo, first time to Playa del Carmen.
Amazing.
And the rabbit.
You know, KG veteran.
KG Mexico veteran. This is our third trip to Playa?
This is our third trip to Playa. This is my 37th time to Playa del Carmen. And I will always come back here.
He's so full of shit.
37 times?
He is so full of shit.
One year alone, I went 4 times. Because the thing is, the explosion of hotels down here, when I first came down here, they only had the Allegro Hotel.
Let's not start talking about explosions.
You know. Okay. Oh, well, I know where that would digress to.
We've been eating... Well, it's
copious amounts of food.
We can't talk about lots of... We can talk a lot about shit, because... What happened? The ride in... Oh, we had Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, we barely made it out. I mean...
Kate, my beautiful girlfriend Kate, made me shepherd's pie Super Bowl afternoon. And so I had 2 heaping portions of that. And then...
Craig's ribs.
And then we went to at Felicia's house. And then we drank like fishes at Felicia's house. And the Ryan and Woods...
I saw that. Felicia's just... Her food looks so amazing.
But Ryan and Woods whiskey, the wheat whiskey, did you try it?
I had one of those, but I was drinking more of...
The Maker's Mark.
Yeah, Barry won that half gallon, that handle of Maker's Mark.
How did he win it?
I don't know, some raffle, I think, at the Elks at the Comedy Club.
Oh, was it a bikini really? Contest? I could tell you that much.
Yeah.
No, so we got crushed. So we got crushed, and then, so the next morning, our flight, we got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning for the flight. My stomach was just...
Yeah, but who would eat that much? Like, why would you pound that stuff in your stomach before you leave? Like, that's the one thing you don't do before you get on a plane. You don't go nuts the day before.
We're intoxicated.
Well, I wanted to put a base. I wanted to pay to put a base down for the food that I, for the booze that I was going to drink at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So that was the thinking. So get into the car. The car service bringing us in, and the stomach just started
churning.
Oh, it's ugly.
It's like a monkey on a unicycle in your stomach.
So
that's exactly what it was. It's an excellent analogy. You never heard that.
So I get out of the car at the airport. And I run for the bathroom. I get to the bathroom and, you know, take care of business. It was ugly. You know, the shepherd's pie with the carrots and the peas and everything.
Just, so that's the reason why I only saw him and I didn't see you when we checked in. And I got there early, by you. I know.
But this is what I don't understand. The toilet paper at the airport, right? The guy that makes the decision to buy that super flimsy toilet paper.
Yeah, it's the roll one, the big long roll.
You get monkey finger if you don't get enough layers in there.
Right. So the point is though, like, it's not like you're gonna double that over 4 times.
Right.
So you're not really saving. I think it's probably counterintuitive to saving, because if you just got a one good quality paper, you might double it over twice.
It's like the Bounty. Right. It's like the Bounty half towel, paper towel.
Yeah.
You can't use it. I mean,
see the half towel sheets now that Bounty came up with?
Right.
Now everybody's coming up with them.
Well, it's just the way, because it changed. When they first made, you know, public toilets and stuff like that, they had toilet paper for everyone. But then people ended up stealing the toilet paper and going home with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so they invented these things,
lousy
big cages, and had these huge rolls of lousy toilet paper.
Right.
But you have to double it over 4 times. So if you're doubling it over twice of the regular roll, and you double it over 4 times of the shitty roll, they're spending more money.
Right. But I buy the monkey finger paper, and there is only one option. They only make 50 grit.
Right.
There is no quilted
50 grit sandpaper.
Yeah. There is no quilted northern fear bomb or anything like that.
You buy the what one?
The big rolls.
That's the big rolls. That's what they sell.
Paper? Yeah. There's only one option when you go to the big roll.
Right.
Oh, really?
It's not like...
Oh, so you can't say, I want a good quality, thicker toilet paper because it's going to be big, because you don't want to have to change it out so often. Is that the thinking?
That, and it's way cheaper to buy it in one huge roll.
Exactly. It's convenient.
So that's just the deal.
It's cheap.
And
it's,
yes, you don't have to change it.
Right. So, a little less labor there. Right.
So, I think you honestly see...
People running out halfway through, like, it's embarrassing. You know, you could ask for toilet paper.
Don't you... Wait a minute. Hold on a sec. Stop the bus. Beep, 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 beep. Back it up. You don't check before you squat. That's rule number one.
You have to check.
I mean, you gotta check. You know, say like, hey, is there anything in there before I unleash the beast? You know, and I know sometimes you're in a panic. You're in the pinch waddle, and you're in a panic, and you gotta get in there because you don't want to paint the wall.
Dude,
you
want to
put it in the bowl,
yesterday.
But shades. You know, hey,
I had that yesterday. The bad stomach cramp, friggin', we couldn't wait for you on the elevator. I was freaking doing the fast.
Sweating in the elevator.
Pitches going, pray that key works. Pray that key works.
Yeah, these keys are all mechanic, like, you know.
It's going to be a photo finish, folks. It's going to be a photo finish.
We took the cab. So we get to, everybody should know this. This is his little travel tip. When you get to Playa del Carmen.
Here we go.
Because Playa del Carmen is my number one vacation destination. I think it's like, if you're in January and February, when you need to go someplace warm, value direct flights, you know, good flights, reasonable flight, get, you know, time to get there and everything else. And then Fifth Avenue. We've talked about this a bunch of times. Like, so you have the gorgeous beaches.
The shuffle.
You have the Fifth Avenue with a probably 200 awesome restaurants, ranging from $5 Don Sirloin.
Don Sirloin.
Awesome. That's our go-to. Burrito place with the pastor. They're carving the pork and the beef off of the spit.
And the polo, and they stack
that?
It.
What do they call it? They have a name for
it. They stole it from the Greeks, from the Euros.
Yeah, the Euro. The Euro was the same way. Yeah, I get Euros, those late night in Greece all the time. And the Mexicans, you know, that's just a better way to cook food because you stack it, like you were saying. You stack the meat, then you do the pineapple. You stack all this stuff together. And then
the flame is coming this way, sideways. But we've been going to Don Sirloin. We've been going there for about 5 years.
You can't beat the burrito. It's under $5. And like, we've been to other places, so we'll try the better end restaurant. Say maybe the burrito is better, and we are left wanting.
And you get the pico de gallo, the onion and jalapeno, the avocado,
all those dips,
habanero, the chips.
And but I just want to just focus on, you know, him being a chef and commenting on that and just putting the stamp on it. Like, I mean, because you and I, regular Jamokes. But like, he cooks food. He knows good food when it comes out.
The only thing that makes me nervous.
You can taste the freshness.
So here's the only thing that makes me nervous.
What makes you nervous?
That coffee. We've been here for a day and a half now. And within a 24-hour period, we ate at Don Sirloin's 3 times. So I'm worried, with all these great restaurants, are we going to not go to all these other, try these other restaurants?
No, because today we're going for the tuna.
We're going to go to the ceviche on the beach.
That's not on the beach, though, for lunch. Yeah. I'll tell you, dinner. I want to go to Carboncitos.
Yeah.
I love that place.
Carboncito.
Yeah. Carboncito.
What was that? $65, two guys, entree, meal, and you got a drink. You know, I got
a show,
whatever else.
It was fantastic. It was a great meal, though.
Yeah.
So Carboncito, that means the master of charcoal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, basically what it was.
Yeah.
And they would have a personal, like, chef for you. A guy whip up the food right
in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah, like, whether it's dancing fire down an orange peel to, you know, putting the pasta in there and whacking it with the heat. They make it right in front of you, dude.
That's crazy.
Tu entiendo, Carboncito.
But it is family owned.
Yeah.
And TripAdvisor gets stupid reviews.
Yeah. Just like ridiculous.
Let's do a little review of the suites where we're staying. And I don't know how to pronounce it.
I'll spin around and give him a look while you're talking. Keep going.
So it's pronounced. The room is a mess. It's messy right now. But when we got here, it obviously wasn't all messy. But it's A-NAH in Playa del Carmen. It's 3 blocks from the beach, 2 blocks from Fifth Avenue. The location is it's. I would rate the location a 6 out of 10. But you know,
they had the music going late last night. I mean, I wouldn't have wanted to have been down there with them.
And you got two beds.
Right, no, you wouldn't want to be down in the vortex, or anywhere close to the vortex.
And but I could still hear it pretty good.
The other room.
Come on.
Nice. You talk? No, keep going.
Okay. So we get dropped off here, and it's very, I mean, it's literally, it's a 5-minute walk to the beach.
Yeah.
5-minute walk to the beach. And which is fine. It's interesting. It's a great walk. But the room itself, it's a suite. And when we booked it, we thought it was two beds and a rollaway.
That's what it said on the res.
That's what it said on the reservation. We get here, and it's a suite with two completely separate blocked off bedrooms. two beds in one with a full bath, all super modern, right. high-end fixtures, like full glass doors, heavy glass doors. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, you got these fancy countertops.
Cabinets drive me nuts, though.
They can see probably with this video the... You don't like the... I like the cabinets.
Yeah, I mean,
I think they're slick.
The touch thing? I don't know.
We got the two different coffee makers, fridge. So we,
the ninja. We got a ninja in the cabinet.
The fruit ninja.
Yeah.
And then there's another bedroom, another full bathroom, a balcony overlooking the outside, and a good-sized living space. Like, if... For a guy?
Three guys? That's more than enough, dude.
This is probably the nicest accommodations I've on a guy trip I've ever had. And it was reasonable. I don't even remember what we paid, but it was under $200 a night, and you know, splitting it three ways.
This is way better than the real world suite.
The whole package was like $700?
Huh?
The whole package was $700 and change.
Yeah. And so we paid a little extra on the flight end because we wanted to get good flights. So you know what I mean? Like
you wanted
normally I wouldn't pay more than $400 for flights. I'm just psychotic about always being vigilant, looking at flights, and as soon as they come up, like nail it. But like when there's two other people involved, like everybody's like, oh, I'm not sure. I'll let you know. The time goes by and then you don't. So whatever. But we got a great deal on the hotel, and we paid a little bit extra on the flight end. But that being said, I wouldn't change a thing because I would stay at this place 10 times out of 10.
Well, basically, we've stayed here before. We stayed at the Turtle, and then we stayed at Renee
Hotel Roja. Tortuga.
Yeah.
We stayed at Reina Roja, which was like a club one day sex, we called it, because they had a stripper pole in the lobby and these weird mannequins. But the rooms were gorgeous.
Because
the rooms weren't as nice as this.
But the rooms were gorgeous. They were new. They were well appointed. They had a decent light in there. They had that crazy red light. So you go in and see it bother
freaky.
Your eyes.
It was a little freaky going on a guy trip with the red lights, red lighting indoors in the room. It was a little
creepy. But you know what's better on your eyes? Because when you come in and you're like, you don't want to see that bright light like a gremlin when you come in after you're drinking. You know, you don't want to see that bright light. It's easy. You slide into bed, nothing goes wrong. You know, the bright lights.
I would rate the location for this place a 6.5. I would rate the room itself a 10.
Yeah.
I would rate 9.5 because obviously there's
we don't have a jacuzzi in our room. We've had suites with jacuzzis in the room at the Luxor. Back in the day, and then we've had
old
carpets. We had the Real World suite one time. You know what I'm saying? That was over at the Palms.
Derek's bachelor party.
Yeah, but there's been different places that we stayed. We had the suites down in Miami when we did Fashion Week down in Miami.
Yeah, the Rona.
Those were like hotel rooms.
Yeah,
I slept in the closet. Remember that? There were so many guys. We didn't have enough rooms. So I slept in the closet.
You didn't sleep in the hallway.
I would highly recommend this. Rabbit will probably do a little video montage of the actual room once we tidy up a bit. But we got here and we got after it immediately. So right around the corner from here, there's like a Mexican version of a Walmart.
Right there.
Bought a couple 12 packs of beer.
Right.
Got a half. Not a, what do you call that? A liter of
a liter,
vodka.
A liter of vodka. Yeah.
Citrus Stoli.
Mm-hmm.
And some eggs and stuff to whip up breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, the stuff that you need, like Arizona, because you're like, you're really not drinking the water here. And this is one of my favorite drinks. It's all over the world. It's a dollar. Stuff six of these in your refrigerator because you wake up in the middle of the night and you got cotton mouth. You know what I'm saying?
So the exchange rate. 2 years ago when we came here, I believe it was 12 pesos to a dollar.
About 12 to 13.
And it's gotten so crazy that it's 18 to 1. So we're on the beach yesterday. We started out drinking yesterday, 8 o'clock in the morning.
No, 7 o'clock in the morning. You guys started having it. That thing got up at 7 o'clock, and you started making these fruity tooty drinks and going out to the jacuzzi.
There was no fruity tooty. It was vodka and soda with a splash of lemonade.
Splash of lemonade. That's what made it sweet.
Yeah, there you go.
A little bit of flavor.
And so we had three of those up in the jacuzzi up at 7:30. Then we came down. We went to the beach. Three buckets of beer. The buckets of beach. So why don't you go ahead and explain Sensei Beach, where we go to sunbathe.
Right. Well, I mean, well, explain we usually go to Sensei. Well, it's the same beach. Sensei. We went to another place, Luna, which is right next to it. But Sensei Beach, in that area, you know, we have all the fishing boats pull in. They have the massage people there on the beach, and they got the, you know, great restaurants. But the deal is, when you get there, you get to sit under a nice little palapa or into like a bed situation, but you spend 200 pesos.
Which is so, the equivalent of like $12.
$12 American. So you spend $12
but
American.
But you're not spending that for the rental of the beach chair.
Exactly.
They say you just need to spend equivalent of $12 in food and beverage.
Right.
That's the deal. So that was going to happen regardless.
Eric sat down and ordered a bucket of beer right out of the park within the first few seconds.
Right.
So the value of it, like I said, if you're staying in a hotel on the beach and you're spending X amount of money, well, you can go and just spend a whole day on the beach, on a beautiful beach, get service at your spot for $12, is what you're basically saying to me, which is unheard of, because even when you had places, like even in our town, you know what I'm saying, when you had that, the tent and waterworks, or the Ocean Club, whatever you called it, you get bottle service, $1,000 to sit down.
Down
you get
in
like,
Newport.
Down in Newport, you know, same thing, ABC, go to the, this one is like, you got a nice server that comes around, grabs you beer, grabs you drinks. Super friendly. I'm getting a Caesar salad with chicken
for
a total, okay? It's under $10, okay? And then, you know, how do you beat that?
It's
ridiculous.
So we also got, so the, on the beach, the camera will see this, but for the audio it won't show this. But a guy was coming around selling... They are real Ray-Bans.
Like, well, they have the inscription on the side, and they're made out of metal, and you can feel there's an inscription with Ray-Ban on the side of the rim, which you can figure out.
They are not knockoffs, because I've bought plenty of pairs of knockoff Ray-Bans in the past. These, like, you look through the lenses, they are the real deal Ray-Bans.
That guy was reasonable, too.
$35 each pair. At the
42. Air, 42 we figured it out to be.
Well, he made us pay a little bit more because we didn't have change, so we had to give him an extra five.
I paid 250 pesos. Let me see. I'll do the math right now. 250 pesos.
No.
That's what I paid for mine. You paid a little extra for yours.
I think he paid 42 and you paid 47.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And, you know, I had to get him. Joey's like, you know, hey, Rabbit, this is how it's going to go down. He's like, either I'm going to buy them for you, Rabbit, or you're going to take the money out of your pocket and you're going to buy them right now.
Either way, you're saving $100.
Right. He didn't give me a choice.
I couldn't have paid
a way
that
to go.
250 pesos only comes to $13.34.
No, that's why you didn't have any money when you came back.
Because you paid more than that.
$350.
You paid $350. Because
$350 pesos.
When I go out during the day, because I have a budget, I have my Don Sirloin budget, which is, you know, ridiculous. Under $5 for a beautiful burrito.
It comes out to $18.67.
Must have been more than that time.
No, you paid more than that, Joe. You paid the equivalent of $42.
Was I that hammered at
the,
we did
I did the math or whatever. Yeah. I thought it came out to $42. Because he wanted $50. He wanted
$50 US.
And I talked to him down to $35 US.
Right. And then he was like, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, just I think you bought him for like $42.
Whatever it was. They're at the airport, duty free shop, they're $145.
Right, exactly.
And I think you can get them on sale on Amazon. I've seen them as low as 135.
Right. And that's with polarized mirror lenses.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like real deal.
Like, you definitely see the polarized. When you come in from the sun, you know, the colors are different when you pull the glasses off.
Yeah.
So I got a pair, and I asked him, do you have any more? I was going to buy them for gifts for family members or something.
Well, you know what made these famous, right? The mirrored lens. Like, it was Top Gun, the movie Top Gun.
No, dude. Cool Hand Luke.
They were famous way before.
Talk to me.
Aviators are a classic.
Cool Hand Luke escapes from the chain gang from the guard who they call the man with no eyes, because he wears the original ones with the plain mirrors. Like, you have the sunburst mirrors, and those are the blue mirrors, right?
Right.
So Cool Hand Luke has to, like, go take a dump. And what you do is you bring a string he brought a roll of twine that he'd been saving. And when you're taking the dump, you keep shaking the bush. And he was like, all right, you can go down there. Just keep shaking that bush. And he was like, so he's running away going, I'm shaking it, boss. And he's like,
oh, I got you.
And he's shaking it. And then the man with no eyes, like, has a huge, I don't know if it's a shotgun or a huge rifle.
They had shotguns.
And then it's close range.
Right, yeah.
So the bush stops shaking. And he starts unloading bullets in there, and by then, you know, Cool Hand Luke's
out of range.
Yeah. Ooh, the last movie I watched with my old man.
Yeah. Classic, dude. Classic. Yeah. I didn't know that, and I thought it was from Top Gun.
And driving to Florida when I went in 1987, I drove down to live down there by myself. I went over the Savannah River, and there was one of the chain gang buses, and sure as shit, there was a giant black dude with the same mirrored Ray-Bans on and guys digging on the side of the river. And I was going 90. 90 and a 60, and I went right down to like 61.
Yeah,
I didn't want to end up with the gang next week going through Georgia, man. No way. Do not speed going through Georgia.
Yeah, no. I remember when I was like in my teens, the Ray, like mirrored Ray Bans were a thing. Like,
when you were young and relevant.
This is my first pair of Wayfarers, actually.
Yeah, this they're classics.
Because I got Maui Jims.
I just don't spend money on sunglasses anymore. I generally don't, but I got here and I broke my sunglasses on the ride in. My sunglasses broke on the ride in. I threw them in the trash. So that I had no choice.
Can we talk about your sleep apnea and what are you going to do about it? Because rabbit snores.
Are you going to get the Darth Vader mask?
I'm not getting the Darth Vader mask. I told you about this before.
Let me explain. If I drink, I snore. No, you do stop breathing. You stop breathing and you fucking jump. It's like you jump out of bed because it's like you're dying. And
Are you on?
And then you go right back into sleep.
Are you on mass high?
I really think no. I really think you're over exaggerating here.
Did you over exaggerate?
No, because he was sleeping. I'm fine. He was sleeping at my house a few weeks ago.
Did the same thing, right?
He did the same thing.
Yeah, fucking. There's two of us, so.
I don't think it's the truth, but I don't see it because I'm sleeping.
No, we're gonna fucking do videos.
You know what you should do is you
do videos every time when I'm sleeping. Like, oh, rabbit. I got banged up last night. Like,
my friend Joe.
Why do I do videos? Because you're up at like 5 a.m. You want coffee? You want coffee? I'm like, I don't want coffee at 5 a.m. I want to see the back of my eyelids. That's what I want to see. No, go ahead.
No, my friend Joe was getting really aggravated and stuff like that. Yeah. And they gave him, like, he used to have to sleep in the hospital. And it was really expensive.
It was a sleep study.
To test you. Yeah. Now they just strap something to your arm.
Yeah.
Right? And they send you home. And I think they do, like, 2 days or something like that. But he was waking up either every 2 or every 3 minutes. All night long.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude, it affect your health, man. It's a real thing. And you know, over the past 5 years, every year you see more and more and more ads. You know about
people can make money on it too.
Well, they make money on it, but the thing is that if you're waking up exhausted every day,
you're not sleeping because you need REM. You need that deep sleep. So it's like a reset. You know.
Oh my lord! Yeah.
So I dream well, so
I can't. I think we've come to a point where Eric and I have acknowledged that, like, beer does not affect us. I think we've built up such a tolerance. Like, we had 18 beers. We split 20 beers after 3 vodka drinks yesterday.
We bought 18 at the beach, and then we bought 4 more at Don Sirloin's.
Right, and we started the day with three vodka shots.
To the Serbians.
Yeah,
right.
Ukrainians.
Right.
Ukrainians, different area.
Yeah, they all got all offended when you said they were Russians.
I asked if they were Russians. Yeah.
No, not Russians. They're Ukrainians. I'm like, right. What the fuck is the difference? Is there really a difference?
I mean, they used to be part of the same country. They're all under the Soviet
Union. The Iron Bloc.
Yeah.
You know.
What's the difference to them? I'm sure there's a big difference.
Yeah, what's the difference? I don't know. We died and fought for our independence. You know. I don't know.
Not to talk about
on the cold tundra of Russia.
Not to talk about other dudes. But one of the guys in that party, like the matriarch or whatever, or the head honcho.
Oh, Jesus.
The wolf. The alpha.
He was the alpha.
Something, huh? He was what, beast. 65?
Oh, yeah.
65, broadest shoulders. I mean, just thick all the way through.
Like a cement block.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bonza. Yeah. You know, shaved head.
Little bit of a, not really a dad bod because he had... His shoulders are still broad.
That's no dad.
No, no dad.
He's done some fighting.
This guy's the kind of guy that would like rip your arms off and beat you over your head mercilessly
with your own limbs.
He's the Russian bear.
So my encounters with these types of Russian guys is they are either completely jovial and laughing their ass off, or they're completely psychotic, like angry. And there's like they're like very passionate people. I don't think there's I think they're 100% of the time they're way there or way there, and like there's no in between.
Well, you know, you think being oppressed and then, you know, celebrating your own revolution. And like, I mean, he lived through all that. He lived through it. And maybe he prospered through
that.
That
was awesome.
No, that guy's not old enough to live through the revolution. He was probably born in the 40s, I'd say, or the 50s.
Yeah, but, you know? But I'm saying the revolution is his breakaway from Mother Russia.
That guy was probably 65.
Not the revolution of Russia and Germany and all of this stuff. I'm just talking about you know, the breakaway.
Right, the from other Russia, the other revolutions.
Right, exactly.
So you know, it was kind of cool. You're sitting on the beach and up and down the entire beach. Every single hotel, you can have a drink. You know, the beach service. They have gorgeous chairs, and you can, the waitress or waiter comes up and serve you food or booze on the beach. It's freaking awesome. And I'm thinking, $12 for a bucket of beer, six beers.
Right.
I'm thinking to myself, what exactly is it that keeps us from doing that in Massachusetts? Like, what is the is it just the Puritan laws? Like, we can't have fun.
No, because everybody's gonna get a cut.
So yeah, but give us
the taxes.
So taxes. What's the cuts? They get more of a tax if it gets run through a machine rather than someone bringing their own beer to the beach.
No, but the thing is like, obviously, like, I bought cigarettes yesterday for $2, right? Beers are $2. You know, you can't even buy a Corona commercially for a dollar. It cost me $1 to buy a Corona commercially.
The $1.50 beers at 7-Eleven on the ride down.
Right.
I mean,
you know, so the fact of the matter is that you got to charge $3.50, you know, or $4 for the same beer. You know, so it's never going to be.
No, I'm fine with the price. I wouldn't care if in Gloucester, Mass, if it was $4 or $5. I don't care. Why is it such a taboo thing that's like not even considered?
Insurance. You can't have more than two drinks in front of you at the same time.
Yep.
Yep. Some places won't even make iced teas for you anymore.
Long Island iced teas.
Right. Grand Gold Margarita is like the strongest thing that you can get. You know. Cuervo or two liquor drinks is the strongest that you can get in some places.
But like, I mean, I've been to Canada this year and I've been to Mexico this year, both countries.
Where'd you go in Canada, by the way?
I did the music festival.
Is it Montreal?
Heavy Montreal. You know, and you go to this festival, they give away water for free. There's thousands of people at this music festival. Everyone's there celebrating.
What month
you go
was
up
that?
And ask for a beer. It's in the middle of summer. It's a little cold in Canada in the winter. They have everything built underground, everything. But during the summer, they get like 2 months where they get to let loose. So when you go to order a beer, they're like, how many beers you want? They'll hand you a friggin' tray. They'll give you 6 beers. Or if we're down the beach, they'll hit us, you want a bucket? And as soon as that bucket is not even done, you want another bucket? They're right there. Yeah. You know, they're like, buy as many beers as you want.
Well, they know no one sitting in those chairs is driving, probably.
Right, exactly. You know, and they'll walk back to the hotel.
It's a different situation because the hotels are all condensed.
Right, yeah. But still, they just don't, you know what I'm saying? It's not there. Like, let's talk about the festival. Like, we didn't know about it, but the BPM, which is a worldwide festival of all international artists, you know, music and culture and people, and everybody walking around, it's loosey-goosey. It's like you don't have police every 10
feet.
Where is it located?
Did you figure that out yet?
It's in Playa del Carmen. It's the whole area. So there's different areas that they celebrate.
Oh, there's different. Okay, so yeah, different music venues around town.
Right. So they'll have Mamitas one day. They have a musician at Mamitas. They have a musician over at this one, and they have like, you know, a street festival. All this stuff is going on.
Wow.
And I'm looking at the list of artists.
You're scrolling through there.
Yeah. It's sponsored by Bud Light. It has a big, you know, brand stamp on it. But this is the announced artists, and I can go on for, it looks like, 5 different pages.
Is there a schedule?
Yep, there's a schedule on there.
What's the schedule? What's
for electronic artists?
Yeah, what's today?
Well, we're going
to
do that.
We'll get to that.
But what I'm saying is you got 100 musicians coming together from all over the world, beers on the beach.
No,
you know, you're chilling out, and everyone's having a good time. Or even doing the festival, walking. They just took over the whole main street, had these.
How about us walking back? We had a couple beers all the way.
We had Senior Frogs because it was a traditional place because it's one of the first bars down. It was Senior Frogs by the Cosmo.
All the way to the other end of what do you call that?
That's the cruise ship dock.
The western end of Fifth.
Right.
And we're walking back. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, we
street count.
There's a parade.
Yeah,
a parade. So we walk into this parade, and there was some interesting things that you would never see in an American parade, that's for sure. You had all the trannies The trannies and the maid outfits?
In the maid outfits, right, yeah.
With the, and they were like going around humping guys and stuff like
that. Yeah, but the reality
not
was
like literally humping guys. Like,
you know what, the they were picking out gay guys in the crowd.
They were joking around.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
they'd
yeah,
go
yeah.
up to like us and like, you know, try to like, you know, make you uncomfortable or whatever. And
manhandle, yeah.
Like, oh, man. Please don't get away. And then so then we go up another couple, like we're walking through it, we're weaving our way through. There was one, looked like strippers, but they were like wearing almost like
they were like
the unitats. The unitats, the one section, it was like a unitat.
No, but it was like a unitard didn't cover their legs. They went right up their ass. It was like a bikini, not a bikini, but bathing suits.
Yeah, we're in Mexico.
Skimpy,
dude.
No. I think it was very interesting, but you would something you would never see back in the United States.
Well, you never see. Well, you said it first. Like, I mean, they celebrate each piece of their culture and each piece's own choices. They don't care. Everyone's just celebrating, having a good time. People are drinking on the street.
That was a blast.
There's hardly any police. Everyone's just. You know, they're civil. Everyone's just taking care of themselves, having a good time.
Well, the difference about the police is, when the police do come out, they all got AKs on them. No, I mean, you see them occasionally.
Well, it's not an AK. It's an
American weapon.
When
you saw the army truck, there was like 15 or maybe 20 dudes all sitting up there at the port,
yeah,
all with the rifles. And like it's a perfect message. They're looking at you like...
It's a show of force. It's deterrence.
Show of force, like... Yeah. All right, I probably ought to keep myself in line here because I want to get my ass shot.
So well, go throw in a Mexican jail, you know what I'm saying?
Well, throw in a Mexican jail.
Yeah, I mean...
That'll make it comfortable for you.
Right, exactly. But I think it's also for just making the people that are here more comfortable so they can relax and have a better time.
Right.
So you're not worried about things. But I'm just saying there was families, there was couples, there was singles, there was everybody in the culture.
I always find it interesting.
Just partying.
I always find it interesting. Like, you know, last night we were still out at 11:30 on 5th. We were having drinks at that Ula Gula place. And
Ula Gula.
And it's still at 11:30. You see, like, parents out with...
Kids.
Toddlers. And,
yeah.
And children. Like...
Siesta.
You don't see that too often. About
no.
That's because they take naps?
That's right. Because you get up early, but in the afternoon between, like, 12 and, like, 3, things kind of have a little... down tick, you know, people, they go and they sleep. They do 3 hours. So you work for like 3 hours in the morning. You sleep for like 3 hours in the afternoon, eat lunch, you get relaxed, you get refreshed. And you actually come out better. You perform better as a human. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you can go later at night too, you know? I mean, it's like...
Oh, I know, yeah.
You can't run till 1 a.m. and then get up at 6 every
day.
Well,
you guys napped yesterday for 3 hours and you see how it is. We're up till... 12 o'clock, you know, 1 o'clock.
I'm never up that late. This I don't know what got after, especially after drink. We took an afternoon nap.
You took a nap in the afternoon. But this is what I'm saying. How did we screw it up in America?
How did we get founded by Christopher Columbus?
But how did we get founded by Christopher Columbus, the Spanish-speaking people? Yeah. He was given a friggin' access by the Queen of Spain because he couldn't get it in Italy. He finds America. Those guys are like the home of siesta. And they found our country, and we don't have an afternoon. We can't take a half an hour break to choke down, you know what, the Chef Boyardee can that you have in your break room. You know what I'm saying? And other countries get 3 hours.
It's Oprah's fault.
I don't know whose fault it is, but someone screwed that up. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to leave it at that. All
right, so my favorite part of the whole thing so far has been that when we were sitting on the beach, on my right-hand side, I had the couple from Austria.
Yep.
That I talked with and gave them my Facebook info, and they said that if you ever want to come and ski from Austria, call us, and you know, if we become good enough friends, you can stay with us, you know, or we'll set you up in a, you know, inexpensive place to stay. Then we bought the vodka shots. You know, we didn't really talk much with those guys, but it was interesting anyway.
Yeah, Ukrainians,
know,
yeah.
To talk to the Ukrainians and do a shot with them. And then we were talking with the Belgians behind us.
Yeah.
I was talking with that girl from Monterrey, northern Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, so in a matter of an afternoon, you know, you're surrounded by, you know, all these different people from all over the world.
Different
and
walks
nobody
of life.
Is looking at you with, you know, why are you talking to me?
No one's judging
you.
There's no pretentiousness. You fucking American. Yeah, no, there's none of that.
Yeah.
Everybody's just totally friendly. Yeah, it's like totally bohemian. I can't say enough. That's why I've come back here year after year. I can't find this intersection of all the cool stuff that's in Playa del Carmen anywhere else. Like, I love, like, St. Lucia had okay beaches and a decent restaurant scene, but, like, and there's a couple things to do, like, you know, but you had to travel to get to them. But it doesn't have, it didn't, like, I love that Fifth Avenue, that scene. I love people watching.
So you're not a guy that's going to go, I'm going to go to all-inclusive, I'm going to stay in the resort the whole time, I'm going to hunker down, and I'm going to sit on the beach.
All-inclusive can be fun if you go to I get to go to Kate's Hard Rock one with her because she works for Hard Rock, and it is, if you have the money, it is it's a top notch. I'm not going to knock that. A good brand all-inclusive can be great for a relaxing vacation.
Right.
But for a bunch of, you know, for if you want to, like, people watch and stuff like that, I just love coming here. I just love,
you know. Well, I think it offers something
for finding everyone. These little boutique-y hotels. And,
yeah. But you can find a hotel for $38 a night, you know what I'm saying, if you wanted to get, like, a cheap hotel or a hostel. They have a hostel down here right in the middle of town. Mm-hmm. You know, $50. You know, I'm saying
$13. You said, wasn't it?
Well, $13 was that hostel that we saw on the way up out of sight, the Vortex. Yeah, I don't know if I recommend that, but let's talk about the Vortex. Let's talk about Vortex down that street.
You need cocaine? I want a massage.
How many times did we get approached? And that's the, I didn't have that happen to me before. Maybe because three guys hanging out together. Asking us if we wanted target audience. Wanted coke.
Yeah, 10, I'm like, what is this? Really? What is this, the 80s?
Probably 10.
What is this, the Wolf? Did you guys see the movie The Wolf of Wall Street?
Probably 10 different people. I was just, we were to call you. Like, that never happened before.
Right. Well, it's a trap. The Vortex, and what it is it sucks you in. And it's either you need to get liquor, you need to meet the ladies, you need to get the cocaine, you need to go to the diddy bar.
Or you need to get out.
You know, it's like...
Get out.
So, there's some people that can just walk through it. I mean, I guess it's just like... It's like we're a battleship and you're like taking things and you just keep going. You know what I'm saying? So, but other people are just, you know, they got, you know, they don't have a tolerance for that, you know?
At my age, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
So, to explain the Vortex, because we all know what you're talking about. The people that don't know.
The Vortex.
There's one street going down towards the beach and it's all the nightclubs and they're all open air kind of things and they're just pumping music.
It's easy.
Over the top.
Yeah.
You know, boom, 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 boom.
Nightclub
boom.
Stuff.
Nightclubs. And yeah, I mean,
nightclubs, lounges, interested. You know, and basically little holes in the wall offering cheap drinks. There's a place something we can find for 60 pesos for a liter of booze. And you got all this stuff and it's just tomfoolery is what it is. You go in there, and like they don't charge you anything to get into these bars. They're like, hey, get one drink. We'll give you one drink free. And then they try to massage you in by the VIP table. But, you know what? There's always something going on. Like, you walk down there, and like if you want to have fun, you can go to the foam potty down the beach at the Blue Parrot. You can go to Machine, or Machiga, whatever they call it here, and just, like, dance and have a good time.
The Machina.
Yeah, the Machina. And then you got Coco Bongo up the other side, 17 U.S. all you can drink for the night, and you get into a bar. Like, things you cannot get anywhere
else.
He's
got such a hard on. He's got such a fucking hard on to go to Coco Bongo because it's $17 to drink all night.
No, dude, look, here's the reality.
It's a fucking nightclub.
It is. But you know what? That's when I came here 20 years ago, there wasn't a Coco Bongo down here. It was up in Cancun. And it was rated one of the number one nightclubs in Latin America. It is. So. It's a market for somebody is what I'm trying to say. And there's something for everybody. So whatever you want to do, sit in a lounge, smoke a hookah, you know, dance, or go to all you can drink and get totally stupid and fall out of there.
Oh, I want to talk about this.
That's the Vortex.
So I want to talk, there was this story, this pharmaceutical company, they always have their like conventions and stuff like that. And, and so they... This pharmaceutical company was hiring models to show up for their parties, for their the convention parties, to spice it up. And some of the female people that worked for the company got very offended that they hired these, attractive model types to massage.
To lure the doctors in?
Lure the doctors in and for business and stuff like that. And, like, so there's this... It's blown up on this. Let me see what the name of the company was. Biopharma company. I forget the name. Anyway, they're getting ton of bad press out of this because these couple of whistleblower women that work for the company are making a big deal. Now, how do you think it's a big deal? Or do you think that's just business? Or do you think that like I know like obviously...
You know, it is just business. It sells. You know, when you have an attractive woman, you walk in as a concierge, it sells. When you have a person that's...
But in this day and age, do you have to be a little bit more savvy because you know that something like that can blow up in your face because...
In our country, because we live in a litigious country, okay, that is Puritan, and that is like, you know, the right way is this way. You can't...
The political correctness.
Yeah, the political correctness just makes me
sick.
Well,
the feminists got a hold of this, and, you know, once they get a hold of something, it's fucking lights out.
Well, you're gonna get your ass handed to you. Yeah, but this is the whole thing. You can't have a business in our country without having a lawyer on retainer, it seems like, these days. Every single thing you do is judged, and people look at you, and people say, you're that way or this way. Everybody's put in these little pockets. And it's like, you know
do
what?
You see,
like,
it's crazy. Take step back just a little bit and go back into the woman's mind of the employee that works alongside these men.
Yeah.
And in your mind, do you think that they have a legitimate beef or not?
I think that personally, you know what I'm saying, that a woman is celebrated in life. She's a beautiful woman. And you know what? If you bring beautiful women to sell product, that hasn't changed in a billion years. If you went to a market in Marrakesh 100 years ago, there was some cute girl out there doing a belly dance, getting guys to come to this hookah bar to sit down and smoke a hookah. That's just the way it is, okay? When you see a cute girl in a car dealership, that's just the way it is. You know, I'm sorry. And, you know, be offended by it, whatever you want to do. But it lowers that person's, that guy, it lowers his, you know, his defenses and gets you in there and makes you buy stuff. His force field goes down. It's like someone goes into the Darth Vader battleship and they pull the friggin' cable down. And you know what? He buys it. Hey, come on.
I'll give you the truth because, you know, Kate is has worked in as an attorney in what she considers to be the, you know, the boys club.
Yeah.
All right. So the reason why a professional, maybe a chemist, you know, or a patent attorney, you know, that's working for Big Pharma, she goes to something like this and they have 50 models, you know, is that it's always playing to the boys club.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, and that's the problem is that, you know, she's worked for people that she's been much more qualified for. You know, those other people get paid much more than she does.
Right.
You know, and that is real, you know. I mean,
it is real.
The 20% less pay for, you know, for women. So the problem is that when you have qualified women, you know, that are super educated, you know, they can't not be upset when it's always playing to the
But we never said all.
It's as simple as that.
Exactly. Right.
You know.
Well, you're kind of saying that. Always. Because that's what you said. He said it's always going to be that way.
He says not always. And I think not always is because, do you think it's because of the legality of it? Or they, hey guys, we can't do that anymore.
They always play like when they go on golf trips. You know, everything is based on
what the guys want to do.
Right. Essentially for the white guys.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's out there, it's evident, and people are instead of, you know, before maybe 10 years ago or 20, whatever, you know, wouldn't say a word. You know, now they're coming out right out and calling people out.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
calling them right out.
Here's another example, right? I haven't gone to the seafood.
But I don't think it has anything to do with white, black, Asian, green. No matter what country you go to, it's all about having the hot chick that you're going to meet on. That's your first impression. Like, you go to a company, there's a beautiful secretary. Well,
here's an example. I haven't gone to the seafood show in years, but I for a bunch of years in a row, I went. And
the lobster
store. It's huge. It's like, you went with me one year, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
So,
get the chilla.
So they have booths, and I'm going to tell you, probably 15, 20%, maybe 10 to 15% of the bigger booths hire expensive, like hire models to stand at their booths.
Of course they do.
And they talk to you, and then they pass you, you know, because you're talking.
Right, you're she's the opener, and then you go.
She's the opener, and then she passes you off to one of the salespeople.
Right,
right.
And they've been doing that for years.
Every event you go to, years and years. Motorcycle show, boat show. Right. They all hire models. I've worked with a lot of models. That's where they make their money.
But the thing is that you have a lot of girls that are, you know, maybe they're prettier than they were, book smart, you know, or whatever. You know, same as you might have, you know, a guy who's, you know, back man on a lobster boat. You know, he didn't go. He's doing a physical job or whatever. Right. You know, but he's not like an attorney or a doctor or whatever. But it doesn't mean that he's not, you know, making a gainful living.
Right,
I mean, there's guys on the back of scallop boats making $250,000 a year because scallops are so expensive. So, I mean, I'm not knocking them, you know. But some people have, you know, and so if you have a, you know, if you have a super pretty girl, you know, but she wasn't that book smart, you know, and someone offers her an avenue down, you know,
to make money
modeling row. What's the matter with that?
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing wrong with that. She's leveraging her ability, you know what I'm saying, as, you know, whatever it might be. Let's say she has an ability to bartend or socialize. Well,
the feminist...
They make more money doing that than they make them going to school.
Feminists are like, it seems like their agenda is to shame these women.
Why?
That are getting paid on these...
Right, they're not calling out the women. They're calling out the CEO, the marketing director that's setting up that.
That's paying them.
Right.
But then that takes away. So you should take that job away from that woman that could make the money that way.
Well, then that's another way to look at it.
Right. I'm not saying
that's another way to look at it. Right. But they're pissed at the CEO or the marketing director or whoever fucking set up.
Because he hired models to sell his product.
I get it.
I think it's wrong. Because if I was an attractive young woman, I would totally be a bartender. They clean up. They make more money doing bartending. Whether going to school or whatever they're doing, you know what I'm saying, getting their education. And I've seen girls that go out and get an education and then can't find a job. And what they went to school for. So they make more money being a bartender.
Realities, man. I've maintained that an attractive woman can rule the world.
Can rule the world.
Has an absolute astounding... tons of opportunities in front of her.
A lot more than 50-year-old white guys.
Yeah.
I see doors get open for, attractive women.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like they could, knowing what you know as a guy, what an attractive woman could gets away with.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, you know.
So you can't bash them and say, look, hey, look.
I'm not bashing. I see both sides.
No, I'm saying, not you personally. I'm saying that the feminists, you really can't bash them if they're leveraging their beauty to make money and they're making more than these other girls. I mean, it's just, it's the way it is. I mean,
the feminists leveraging?
Well, what are they going to do? Are they going to say, listen, don't have these models come to your show?
If you took 10 people. Right, and 7 of them were guys, and 3 of them were women, right? And you brought in a bunch of strippers.
They're not necessarily strippers.
Yeah,
they're not strippers. They're
This is not the Wolf of Wall
Street.
They're
not even dressed like strippers. They're just super attractive model types.
Right. Okay.
Everybody's seen the Wolf of Wall Street.
People out there that will say that attractive women in clothing that'll actually like. Touch your shoulder and talk to you is more effective than a stripper.
Oh, absolutely.
So to discount the fact that it was a stripper is really, you know, only because the clothes are off.
Well, it makes it sound worse, though.
But the fact that a girl from, you know, whatever, Russia or some beautiful model comes up, touches your shoulder, you know, meanwhile pays no attention to the other 3 people in the room, only paying attention to the 7 guys. You know, is no.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
There's really nowhere to. It shouldn't be in the workplace.
Yeah, I hear you. But it isn't necessarily. It's not the 10 people that work for this company. It's salespeople that are coming to the booths and stuff like that, to the conferences. They're trying to get business. They're not there to massage the 10, the 7 workers.
Oh, okay.
They're there to pull in potential clients.
Oh, well, that's like Bud Light Girls. Or whatever.
It's like anything. It's been that way since the beginning of time. I don't want to tell you.
You know, sales. I think people tend to hire more attractive people. Hey,
You gotta pick selling drugs.
When my ex-wife worked for Pfizer, right? It was all blondes, you know. It was a joke. They would talk about it all the time. The most effective ones were, you know, they were hiring young, blonde, attractive females. Sell everything, but they needed to get into the doctor's offices to get signatures from the doctors. Doctors more likely to talk to an attractive young lady than some guy like me or you. Like we're in there. Oh, this fucking guy wants to talk to me again. Oh, the attractive girl comes in, gives her 5-10 minutes of his time because breaks up his day looking at a pretty girl.
Right.
It's unfortunate. That's just the way it is. I mean, we can say whatever we want to say. That is the way it has worked.
Right.
Yes or no?
I agree.
You're absolutely right.
So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not.
You'd rather talk to a pretty girl than some honky, which I'm bringing that word back.
Honky.
Yeah. I think honky is
us.
Oh, we're honkies.
Honkies. Yeah.
We have any honky tonk women?
Different than donkey.
Yeah.
Oh, so I want to tell you a story.
I'm going to tell you a story about
what happened to me when I was Wednesday before we came on our trip. I had my daughters and we went. I got out of work early, so I took them to Monster Golf up in Danvers or PB, whatever it was. On our way back, we stopped off. Their favorite Chinese food restaurant is Su Chang's. You know Su Chang's?
Yep.
It's on Lowell Street. So Su Chang is a lady that actually owns it. I think maybe it's her and her husband. It might just be her. But Su Chang is always there. But like we started going to Su Chang's back in the early 80s or mid 80s, I think is when it opened up, like 83, 85 or something.
There's a pink tablecloth and stuff like that.
Pink table, totally like.
Yeah.
It was almost like Greaser style, like upscale Greaser style. But it was a Chinese food restaurant. And Su Chang was always there. Always, even though she was an older woman, made up, like hair completely done, tons of makeup and attractive older woman.
Right.
But this is the 80s. Now it's 30 years later. She's an older woman. So we're sitting at the table. We're enjoying ourselves. Me and the girls are having a poo-poo platter or whatever. The last 4 or 5 times I've been to Su Chang's, I hadn't seen Su Chang. She comes up to the table And I look up at her. I says, "Geez, you're still hanging around here, huh?" And I said it like, "Wow, you know, all these years, you're still coming out greeting the guests." She winced, looked at me with this look of disgust in front of my two daughters, and says, "Why would you ever say something like that to someone?" She took it as I'm like, "You're not dead yet. Like, what are you doing? You're still alive. You haven't died yet." My daughters were horrified, right, that I had said something offensive.
Well, because of the way she took it.
She mistook it. I says, no. I'm like, "No, you don't understand. I meant it completely." I over the top, apologized and said, "What I meant was, you know, you must really love your job because you're here greeting the guests and, you know, you've been here for so long, such a successful place. You probably don't need to be here. You know, congratulations on having a job that you love." You know, that's the way I was
in
my head. That was what I meant to present to her.
I know.
And
so it interpreted.
And she said, you know, she calmed down and stuff like that, and says, "Now I understand. I hope you enjoy your meal and everything." But my daughters.
Meanwhile, the chicken wings out back.
My daughters were horrified, and then we had a good laugh out of it. But like, and my daughters actually said, "Yeah, she was kind of rude, Dad, because you really apologized to her
over the top,
and she really didn't like buy into your apology." And obviously, you know, you weren't
the first emotion. It's lasting. It's different.
Oh man!
Well, you probably said it with your doc accent.
Totally. 100%. Like
you're still hanging around here?
No, not like that. Like it was a friendly like.
Yeah.
Wow, you're still hanging around here, huh?
You gotta be careful what you say. I mean, it's obviously you just gotta be careful.
She had a bad. She was having
the poor woman.
She was having a bad. But she looked. I mean, for her age, she's gotta be like 80 years old. She looked great. Right. I mean, for 80 years old, and like you know, putting in a lot of effort to like with the makeup and the.
Well, you like to see someone succeed in a business, succeed like that for a long period, especially at restaurants, because it's so transient. They're here, they're gone. You know, they don't make it, they don't make it.
So. So, okay, here's a question, because this is a guy question, all right? Alicia Cox came down the wharf the other day. We taped the podcast like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she hands me an RSVP for her daughter's quince party. It's a sweet 16 or whatever the fuck, whatever it is.
15 for quince.
Yeah, 15. Whatever. The 15 party, 16 party. And I look at it, and in my head, oh, thanks, right? Well, all I'm thinking in my head is, yeah, I'm probably not going to fill that out. I'll let her know if I'm coming or not, but I'm probably not going to fill that out.
The RSVP.
The RSVP. Do you guys?
That's old school.
Do you, like, I don't know what it is about RSVPs. I am, is if there's one really bad quality about me, is that I never respond to
you
RSVPs.
You just show up.
I'll let them know that I'm coming, but I just don't fill
out. I don't know how many people that, like, go to the point of printing it out anymore.
I don't fill out the paperwork.
They go to
but do you always
the group text and like
they get an
I'm coming or not coming, right?
Yeah, that's the way we always do it. Right. Sometimes we have 20 or 30 people.
I'm not knocking her. I'm more knocking myself for being so ignorant that I kind of know that I'm not going to respond to this, even though I'm going to let her know that I'm coming or not.
I think you should hand that to Kate.
No, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Do you guys, how do you guys handle RSVP? Do you always respond?
Evites I do every once in a while.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about...
No. Hard copies, no.
You don't do that. Do
no.
You?
If it's a wedding, that's it. You know what I'm saying?
How about you, Eric?
I mean, no.
Is it a guy thing? I think it is a guy thing.
It's a guy thing.
Guy thing and RSVPs. Yeah. This is no disparagement to Alicia Cox. No. One of my favorite people.
It's quaint. And it's an old way that people used to communicate. And But I'm not into it.
She's really, I know, like, her feeling about this, like, this is a huge deal. She's putting a ton of, her and her husband Chris, her and Chris are putting in a huge amount of effort into making this a really special event for their daughter because they're great parents and everything.
Right.
And so I know, like, the process, they want to do everything like old school, you know, and go through the process of picking out the awesome stationery and sending it out old school so that the daughter has a great experience and a great memory.
Right.
Just from us guys' perspective.
But it's not just even guys, the way that people do things these days. They don't RSVP. They don't go out. They go out later. You know what I'm saying? They show up. It's a whim.
Oh,
there's so much
crazy
stuff coming at you. Like, you go on Facebook and E-Write and all of a sudden, you're like, you know what? I'll pick one that night and I'll go out. You can't judge.
Oh, you should. Yeah, but when someone's paying for plates, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, a wedding, you have to do it. Okay?
No, but there's food. I'll let them know, but I just don't end up doing the paper one.
Can we talk a little bit about technologies? Can we talk a little bit about technologies on this trip? Do we have time?
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey,
let's talk about his first thing I want to do, because I think it's the coolest thing I've seen in forever. This it's spelled ZTYLUS, and I'm imagining that they pronounce it stylus, but it's with a Z. And I'm gonna do this for the camera. This is Eric's. Eric's got an iPhone 5, 5S.
Six.
This is a 6.
That's a 6. That's a small 6.
We all got 6s.
Small 6. All right. So it's a small 6, and it comes with it comes with this case. And the case attaches to this three-lens system. And there's what does the FL stand for, Eric?
Fish lens.
Fish lens. Okay, so then you just do you have to rotate it or something?
Yep. Okay. Whatever's right there comes up.
You rotate it. It comes up and it snaps in, I don't know if you can catch this, into there. And then you have a fish lens. And it takes really awesome photos. So then you can put that one... Click it right back into the thing. You dial it over. What is CPL?
That's the solar.
Oh, that's a filter.
That's the filter, right. So you can turn the filter and adjust it.
You could adjust the filter. I'll go over the click right there. All right, there's that one. Goes in. And then there is the wide angle. It's just the pictures, it's not... So you look at something like this, and it's made out of aluminum or titanium, very lightweight, but it feels super sturdy, built ruggedly, and it's not a gimmick in any way. It's we're gonna put a link to your buddy Slink is a rep for this.
His friend's a rep, and when I was down there, Slink comes across.
He's not a cute girl either,
you know. So to take it off, it's just that.
Oh my
Press
God.
Press one button.
And then,
Done.
Technical difficulties. We have technical difficulties.
And then but that's why it's made out of metal.
That's right.
Yeah. And then it's got a stand that goes on.
It clips in there?
Yeah, there's a stand that goes in there, and then you can take that off and put the stand back in.
ZTYLUS. And if Slink has a link that he wants to
Slink
use,
has a link.
Slink has a link.
Yeah, that sells. He should. That's what
I'm telling you.
It,
like, Slink has a link. See, that's a. You guys have iPhone. Well, he has an iPhone.
Well, I got the 6S Edge.
I bet you they make it for Samsung. I'm not sure if they make it for LG G4, though. I'm hoping that they do, because if they do, I am 100%.
Well, just look at it, because, I mean, from the time that we've been hanging out for, 20 plus years hanging out with you, I've always been the one to have a camera. You know what I'm saying, around, even when we were younger, the video cameras, the still cameras, and how technologies have evolved to a point where it's just saturated. I mean, it's just the way that people talk now. So, I mean, like, you have like a GoPro technologies, which are huge, 5 years ago, hey, this, anything. But now you got
cell phones. Eric, what was the stat you said that how many they sold?
Canons,
They sold 1.2 billion GoPro.
1.2 billion.
Which, a company that I don't think existed 5 years ago.
Didn't exist. The guy is the youngest billionaire in the world right now. The guy that founded that company, GoPro.
That's amazing.
They've got like great articles on them. But it was the emergence of these new technologies and the way that people communicate that has changed the playing field. I mean, because we have a DSLR running right now, the full video rig. We got the cell phones. We got the GoPros. I mean, technology was just linked and connected.
I'm going out there on a thing and say I am not a fan of... I think GoPros are good cameras and everything. I think they're way better. There's better...
Solutions?
Better solutions in that space for less money, with more features for less money, like the Sony action cams.
But then we talk about branding, and we talk about how much GoPro is recognized, how many attachments they have for it, whether it's... you can get,
Craig Kimberly has probably...
You can get, like, Gorilla Grips, and you can, attach these things on anything, right.
Craig Kimberly has a ridiculous amount of... this is really cool.
You can attach it to anything.
Yeah, Craig has the 360 gimbal.
The 360 gimbal.
You put, like, 12 different GoPros in there, and it takes... and then there's a program that
stitches them together.
It's
called Bullet Time.
And then
that's what it is.
On the actual website, you can just scroll and see any angle of that video.
Well, they also came out with a new camera. I don't know if it's a 360 camera that sees like a fisheye, and it sees in every direction. So you can actually take it. And this is what's coming now. This is emerging technology.
They don't have it yet.
No, they do. They do. They've already made it.
It hasn't
We've already out. Filmed it.
Nope.
I'm telling you right
it's
now,
not
we've
for
already
sale.
Filmed with
it's
it.
It's not for sale. I just heard they're waiting for it.
So... This camera I'm using a 360, and it's an eyeball, and it shoots in every direction. So you can actually take your cell phone and navigate. So I could look at you, or I could look at Eric, I could look at me, I could look at the room, and you could spin it around and see whatever angle you want. So if you were doing a podcast, you could see any angle.
Right. From while the camera. Podcast was
from
going on.
Right.
That would be really cool.
It's crazy.
Like, that would actually be a good use for it.
Yeah.
If you wanted to see three ugly white guys, it would be perfect.
Yeah. The more of them.
In more angles.
No, honkies.
Yeah, honkies. Yeah. Yeah. Three honkies.
Yeah. Middle-aged white guys.
Yeah.
There you go.
Talking about,
stuff.
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 Man, stuff.
Man.
Yeah, no, that was shocking to see that, a stock could drop 90% based on... What did we figure
one
out?
One performance report.
10% reduction in sales.
Yeah.
I mean, and they still sold 1.2 billion. I mean, obviously the stock at 100 was probably, way out of line.
Right.
They don't have assets or they only have patents on technology. And that's actually a huge part of the political equation right now is.
When you
patents,
buy it here and you ship it to China.
Patents on technology. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think it's just that. They're already in stores. Like, that chain is worth money.
Right.
That name is definitely worth money.
What he's saying is, you take this camera, you could ship it to China. They're going to rip it apart, change two things on it, and then put out their own version of this. Like, you can go on Amazon, you could find a version of GoPro that's not GoPro. Do they talk about it? No.
For a quarter of the price.
One of the patents that are pending on the iPhone 6 will not be issued until the 7 comes out. The technology patents, are changing so fast.
Yeah.
That by the time all these companies fight with their lawyers to see if, one microchip is that much different than a microchip.
Right.
not just the government, but the companies have spent millions and millions of dollars, and then there's been counter lawsuits. I'm going to counter sue your sue and your counter sue, you know, yeah. all this fucking mumbo jumbo to fight yeah. to fight over technology that will be obsolete by the time the next seven one comes out.
Yeah. Well, there was a booth at the CES show last year.
I want
year,
one of these though.
Where they did a knockoff of a brand, and when they showed up to sell their product, the booth was shut down. The feds came in, shut the booth down, and told them, "Sir, here you go. You know, we're taking you to court because you violated, you know."
You're talking about GoPro?
Intellectual property. GoPro? Not GoPro, it was another company, but it was at CES. It was a big article. Oh. I can Google it here and find out what it was about. But
there you go. What's on tap for today? Podcast number two. What do we got? What are we doing today? Beach.
Beach. Waiting for the sun to come up.
Well, it's 9:30 and you got to be there. Okay, so if you're going to go to the beach, you're going to do these things. You need to be there by like 10:30. You can't show up at 12 o'clock like these three jamokes that you see in this video right now.
Why? We have a bad time.
Because you can't get a spot. You know, we got the last spot left at Luna next door to Sensei. We'll be fine. It's not advised. You know, 10:30, time you want to get there. You can nap on the beach. You know, you can recover there.
There
you
go.
You know,
right, we got our exit music going. There we go. Playacast number two. 2 years later, if we're on pace. Another 2 years, we might put out another one.
Yeah. Don't screw it up.
There you go.
You know.
Everybody have a good day.
Peace.
Opportunity be knocking. They gotta let a motherfucker in. I kiss my mother on the cheek. Tell her that I love her. You ain't gotta worry about a tank. I got it covered. Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Ma, you know I'm still your little baby. All my life I was a fuck up.